Casey Chumrell, executive director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, talks about some of the challenges Idaho wheat producers faced in 2021. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Now we're probably the lowest production in maybe 40 years. We're seeing a classic example of supply and demand right now. As world stocks get very tight with both lower production here in the U.S. and in Canada, and also Russia continues to adjust their final production numbers lower and lower, the world just can't buy enough wheat, so prices have really skyrocketed. And unfortunately for this region, we don't have a lot of extra bushels to take advantage of those prices this year. A lot of our growers had committed their bushels and sold a lot of their production with contracts, and unfortunately there's just not a lot left over this year to take advantage of those high prices. We're expecting to see at least the same amount of acres, if not maybe a little bit more. Idaho has a pretty consistent crop rotation, and growers seem to stick to that for the most part. They have a little bit of flexibility, but we're certainly looking for more rain. We need additional rain this year. We've seen a slight improvement the last few weeks with the rain that we've received, but we're still in really severe drought conditions. Looking for probably the same amount of acres, but hoping that we'll get some rain to help with the yields this year.
Let La Nina bring more moisture. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.